Hey Brian.
Hey Jerry, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. It's nice here in Colorado. How are things going in Idaho?
Things are great here in Idaho.
How's Infragistics going? You work for Infragistics, right?
Infragistics is doing awesome, man. We're really hitting cross plat and going strong in the market with it.
You have the Xamarin SDK installed?
You know I do.
You
Who doesn't?
probably
Who's a .NET developer that doesn't have Xamarin installed? That's what I want to know.
Well, the guys who aren't cross-plat.
Well, you got to be curious, right?
Yeah, you got to be curious. You can at least get the free version and at least
Exactly.
tinker with
Play
it.
around.
Curiosity killed the cat, though, Brian. You have to be careful. How many years you've been an MVP?
3 years.
Nice. All right. I'm not going to ask what your specialty is. It's something to do with Windows. Something to do
Yeah,
with Windows.
it's something. It's XAML, basically. It's where I live.
Yeah. All right. You got a demo to show me?
Yeah, actually, I do have a demo, so I guess that means I have to share my screen. So let me find the menu in Skype to do that, right? Don't they have a menu for that?
It's the plus button.
There it is. I
Thank
found
goodness you have to share your screen to show me the demo. It's not a dancing demo.
it. Prancercise. That's what I do.
How you keep in shape. It's how you keep the chisel.
So let me know when you see my screen.
I could see it perfectly. Visual Studio, is this 2010?
No, this is 2008, I think. So 2015, right? The latest and greatest.
Yeah,
I'm a little
sure.
behind on my updates, though. You can see my update. I got like eight of them, really. It says four notifications, but I have like eight. I don't update. What can I say?
When you get the fourth update, it will update the updates, right? That's the counters of one of the things they're fixing, I guess.
Yep.
How do you know you have
So,
eight when it says four? Keep going. I want to see this demo.
okay. Yeah, so basically what this demo is, I thought it was pretty cool. All right, so this is a Prism application,
Okay.
the WPF.
Yeah.
So for those people who aren't familiar with Prism, it's basically guidance to help you build modular applications that are maintainable and testable and all that blah blah blah. Good stuff, right?
Yeah. Not
Well,
just
so
guidance, it's actual framework business too.
yeah, it's framework business too. So
Yeah.
with this Prism app, what it allows me to do is say, hey, I have these two projects in my solution, or maybe not, maybe they're not my solution, I don't know, right?
Okay.
But I have these two assemblies that contain some functionality that this Prism application, this executable, is going to invoke somehow. It's going to need it, right?
Yeah.
And so that's called a module in Prism.
Yeah, sure.
And there's lots of
It's
ways
called the
you could,
module in WinForms too, I think.
in what's it called? Cab?
Wait, oh yeah, but you would build it into a cab, wouldn't you? That's right.
But yeah, so we have these modules have functionality, and I need to let this executable, this Prism app, know about it, okay? And in Prism, there's a couple ways to do that. You can do a hard reference, which you don't really want to do, add a reference to the assembly, and then create, add these to your module catalog and code,
Because these
right?
aren't projects that you're making a project reference to. These are actually the assembly itself you want to make the reference to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have this concept of a module catalog. Like, where do I get these modules from? I can get them from hard references, just like I described. I can get them from a directory, so I can just drop all these assemblies into a directory, and then this executable will go look in that directory for them at runtime.
Yeah.
Or I can use an app.config, which basically says, yeah, I'm going to say what modules to load in my app.config file. So I don't
Sure.
have to recompile or anything like that. I can just throw something out there and update the config file or whatever. And boom, magic, new functionality. Now, here's where the cool stuff comes in.
Okay.
Let's identify the problem. The problem is when you're doing an app.config, let's open this up. I don't have anything in it right now.
This is what's great about an app.config. You own it. It's just, you can do anything you want.
Anything I want. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I want, right?
Okay.
So I want to add these two modules as modules for this Prism app. The problem is it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is.
syntax is tricky, getting it
It's
right.
real tricky. So when you open, so here's the documentation on the GitHub site for Prism on how to configure your app.config to add a module. Now look at this syntax. First, you have to add this config section up here. Don't have any typos because you
No,
know what
no.
happens if you type, and this isn't strongly typed. This is just XML, right?
We all suffer from clipboard inheritance too. You see an error one place, you copy it to another, it just follows you around. Yeah.
Copy and paste. Actually, I think there's a plugin that like will give you a message every time you hit copy and paste. It will say, are you sure you want to do this, yes or no, before it would allow you to copy and paste in Visual Studio. It's pretty cool.
No, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I live my life with Control C and V, man. I couldn't handle that.
So anyways, just take a look here. you could see the verbosity of this. Like, this is just crazy.
Yeah, you got to. You know, oh yeah.
You got to know your public token keys. So if you're using signed assemblies, you know, how are you going to get that? Well, you got to use the sn.exe, right? The strong naming tool to read out and then type it in. Like, you don't want to type that crap. That's a pain. So I identified this. I'm like, you know what? Even I don't like doing this. How can I make this easier? So what I did was I wrote a custom editor for Visual Studio. I basically extended Visual Studio to create a custom editor.
Yeah, yeah.
And this custom editor will edit just a section of the app.config file that I care about that relates to the functionality I'm implementing, right?
Yeah, how do you invoke it?
So I'm going to right-click my app.config. I'm going to say, hey, open with the Prism Module Editor.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm just going to open that up, and I have this grid. It's empty because there's nothing in it. And I have an add new row right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So what this thing does...
What's the editor written in? Is it WPF?
It is WPF. It's using an infragistics control, their grid, and it's all C#.
Huh. That's awesome. All right, keep going. Show me how it actually works.
Yeah, okay. So the second I opened this editor, what this thing did is it went and read my entire solution. And it looked for every project that implements an interface called iModule. Okay, because in Prism, here, let me just open one up. In Prism, a class that implements iModule, that designates this assembly as a module that Prism can use. Okay, and as you can see in this module here, I'm basically going to inject a view into my main application. Okay?
Yeah.
So
it's already sniffed out looking for that.
It already sniffed them out. So here's all of the assemblies in my project that implement that interface.
Now, it wasn't looking into that file looking for iModule. It was reflecting into these DLLs, right? You tell me. I don't know.
No, actually, because this isn't compile time necessarily.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So to find the file, I actually had to use the Visual Studio code model to actually read through the code elements of a file to see if this was a class. If it was a class, does it implement this interface? Yes or no? And then once you find out the file you care about, then you have to reflect into the assembly which must be compiled.
Okay. Wow.
So a lot going on here. Yeah. Okay. So now what I can do is I can say, you know what, I want module A. Boom. Now, you automatically see I selected the assembly file. It went ahead, and this is the part I was talking about. It went, reflected into the assembly, and got all the assembly information it needs.
Yeah.
Typed it in right here. It went ahead and used the module name from the class name, and it defaults to startup loaded, meaning it's going to load automatically. Okay, so this is kind of what that means.
All right, so here comes another one. You're going to add B?
Well, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Before I add B, I'm going to go ahead and save this.
All right.
Let's close it, and let's see what happened to our app.config. Now I have a new sections.
Look at that.
And I have a module right here. Module A, here's that annoying syntax that you don't want to have to handwrite.
Yeah.
Everything's stubbed out for you, right? So now let's run the application.
And tell me, this is a V6 you created that uses, is it the DTE object that it gives you, and that's how you iterate through the solution?
Yep, that's exactly how.
Okay.
And here we go. There's view A from module A injected into the application. Now, what's cool about this is you got to realize, if we look at our references here, there are no references to those modules at all.
Yeah.
Completely decoupled. So you can just
this custom...
throw it in there.
How long did it take you to build a custom editor? How long did that take?
If you
built it today, right? You've got a lot of knowledge now that you could probably do it much faster. But if a developer is like, "Hey, I'd like to build a custom editor," what should they start? What should they count on?
Week? it took me about 6 hours to do, but it was hard because.
So a week. So yeah, 6 hours. I mean, you're a super developer, so.
Well, I would
in
say
dog
that.
Years, it's times multiple. Times day.
Yeah. Give yourself a week of nights. Because you almost have to have a freaking doctorate PHP degree to do anything with the CodeDOM or DTE model. It's insane.
And the documentation is brilliant, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
I
I
find
actually.
whenever I do it, I feel like I'm always dissecting everybody else's V6. I'm never actually reading a document that tells me how to do it. I'd have to reverse engineer to figure it out.
You're right on. And that's why I actually made my code available on GitHub so everyone can kind of see what I did. And it may not even be perfect, but it works, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
All right. So let's say that I want to add another module. Okay. Well, let's go ahead, right click.
Now I could just copy and paste line 7 there. But
You could,
that's just
or
a
you could just
mess.
come in here, select your module B, go ahead and just accept that,
Yeah.
right? And then save it. We'll go ahead and close that out, open it up, let's inspect our work, and just as we expected, there's module B, right? So if we run the app,
WPF's such a good framework, man.
it's an amazing framework. There,
Bam,
now we
bam.
have both modules,
And
right?
so whatever the container app that you're creating that we're actually running, it looks to see, and if it's present, shows it, and if it's not, it doesn't, right? That's how you let it show up like that. It's
Yeah,
not your editor doing it.
basically this is where the magic happens. So Prism has this bootstrapper and you say what kind of module catalog you're going to use. I'm saying, hey, look at the app.config. And if it's not in the app.config, it will never be looked for. They won't even look for it. Doesn't care about it.
That's cool. That's really
You know?
nice.
So what's also cool, let me just open this back up, is that you can have dependencies. So I'm going to click this little plus sign, and let's say module A is dependent, or module B is dependent on module A, right? Well, you wouldn't really do this. I'm just giving an example. Well, it will list all the modules that you have in your config,
Wow, yeah.
and you can set dependencies. Like, oh yeah, this one depends on A, so this is the dependency, and then Prism will automatically load dependencies first,
Yeah, sure.
even though they haven't been loaded first, right? So just something, another cool thing. And what's really awesome is, let's say I right-click on the CS file. I don't want that option to show up. You see the open and config, open the module
Yeah.
editor isn't
But
there.
it's looking for app.config.
It's looking for .config.
.config. Sure. So
Yeah, you know,
you can control whether or not it shows up in the menu. You know, this is probably what of course, this is what the Visual Studio team did when you go into a config file anyway, right? You double click and you see like a res file. It's all they built their own just like you did.
Yep, they built their own editor. And just like this WCF configuration they did, it's the same thing. You can right click and say edit with WCF configuration.
Yeah. And it's
I
really
just.
just editing a portion, isn't it? If you had, it's not going to mess up all of your Prism stuff. So
No.
they're doing the same thing. And if
Yep.
I assume it relies that on the XML to be valid, or, you know, there's nobody screwed it up along the way, but every editor is going to rely on that.
Yeah. So if you have malformed config file, it's going to probably it'll crash right and say, oh, your config file's all messed up. Make sure it's good, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, this saves developers and myself. I'm selfish, so I did it mainly for myself. A lot of time. 'Cause what really got me is when, because I strongly name my assemblies,
Yeah.
so I actually have values here.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what a pain! And originally, what I did
Yeah.
is.
Talk about needing to get every single value correct there.
Yeah, well, originally what I did is I wrote another tool here called GetSN, which I added. And so if I can click that, you see that? Oh, it doesn't, it's not strongly named, so it's
Ah,
not
but if it was, it
representative.
gives you right there so you can copy paste it right up to
It gives me the
it. That's
public key
awesome.
token right there so I can copy and paste it and stick it up there, right? So that's what I had to do before.
Now
But
that
now I
you
can get
in order to do that, you had to create another V6 as well, right? You just made it simpler. You just jammed it into the output.
Oh, actually, I didn't have to do that. I just added. This is kind of like a little nougat inside of a demo, right? I do an external tool.
Yeah.
I added a new tool. I pointed it to the strongly named the sn.exe, and
Yeah. Oh
I
my
gave it its
gosh,
arguments.
that is awesome. So simple.
Yeah, and so that's how I would get the public token key or public key token of the strongly named assemblies.
Wow.
So no physics required. This is just using Visual Studio's built-in stuff.
Nice work. Boy, that's a lot of candy right there. Hey, pull up GitHub. Show me where you're storing all this business.
Yeah, so if you want to check this out, just go to github.com/prismlibrary.
That's
This is the
that's
source code.
Prism's home. Used to
Yep.
be owned by Patterns and Practices inside Microsoft and handed it off to geniuses like you in the community.
Yep, me, myself, and Brian Noyes now run it. Click on Prism, and then we have documentation and extensibility. This is the extensibility template pack.
Yeah.
Go in here, and you can see all the item templates, project templates, and the config module editor. This is where all the magic happens here.
Nice. So I'm wanting to write my own VSIX for everybody is what Visual Studio Integration. No, what the X is for extensibility. Visual Studio Interface Extensibility Extension. What do you think that is?
I have no idea. You know, I could probably Google it and get an answer.
No, you can Bing it. You'll get it right. Yeah.
Yeah. It installs stuff in Visual Studio. That's what it does.
All right, cool, man. I gotta say you've done some neat stuff here. I'll have to pull it down, write my own little Brian editor. That's pretty cool. Hey, listen, yeah. I got to go. Where are you online if anybody wants to find you? You're on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, at Brian Lagunas.
L-A-G-U-N-A-S, Brian Lagunas. Cool. Hey, thanks, Brian. I'll talk to you again.
Yeah, take it easy, brother.
Do you have a demo that you'd like to share? Send a note to Demo of the Day. That's DOTD at Microsoft.com.